Yivam Moshe Chapter 8, Mishnah 6. Srischama, a saris who was born in that fashion, that he was unable to bear children. There's something wrong with him congenitally. Kohen, and if he's, this saris is a Kohen, Shetnasa Bas Yisrael, and he marries a woman who is a Yisrael. So he's still allowed to get married. He can't have children, but he marries her, and that marriage is a valid marriage, says the Mishnah, Machila Betruma, and she can even eat Truma. If he's a Kohen, even though he's a Saris Chama, and the woman is an Israelite, he bestows on her the right to eat Truma. He is allowed to get married. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, they say androgynous. Dealing with an androgynous is a person who has both male and female characteristics. And this androgynous is a Kohen, Shenasa Bas Yisrael, and he marries an Israelite woman, Machila Betruma. They say that the androgynous confers on her the right to eat Truma. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, says Rabbi Yehuda, Tumtum Shenikra Venimtza Zachar, a Tumtum. So now Tumtum is someone who has male and female characteristics, but they're not visible. There's skin covering up over there, so we can't see if this is a male or a female. But what happens in this case is the skin becomes torn open later, and we find that this is a male. The tumtum is a male. So lo yachalitz. So he doesn't submit to chalitza mitnei shu kasaris, because we hold that this tumtum is counted like a saris chama, who neither performs yibum nor chalitza, and says Rabbi Yehuda, a tumtum falls into that category, the same as a saris. Androgynous, we're back to an androgynous who has both male and female characteristics. Noisei, avalo nisa, he can marry a woman, but he may not be married to a man. That's the law with an androgynous. And Rebbe Lezer Omer, he says androgynous, chayave malav skila kezachar, that if a man has relations with an androgynous, he's liable to stoning on account of the androgynous, as if he had relations with another man, says Rebbe Eliezer. It brings over here actually at the end that this is the halacha according to the Rambam.